Due to the graphic nature of this program, discretion is advised.
What fucking graphic nature? The fuck are they talking about? Fucking cocksuckers.
Fucking dick. Eat an ass.
Eating ass.
Like a fucking asshole.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn, the clean show.
That's right, we'll be talking about kittens, not and, pussies.
And puppy unicorns.
That's right.
Unicorn puppies.
Yeah, not to be confused with unicorns, you know, people who are willing to swing with both of you.
I'm Face Boy.
I'm Face Girl.
With us in the studio, we have Chris Rails.
What's up, everybody?
Steve Perozzi.
Hello.
And Vanessa.
No. What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about your boyfriend.
What about him? What about him? What about
him? Can we get extra headphones over here for Vanessa? Do we have that technology?
We totally do, because one of us is a germaphobe.
All right.
Wait, I think the easiest thing to do... Hold on.
Oops.
Oh, that's a good
thing.
Take
yours off. Okay. Let's go one and one.
Ah, switcheroo.
Yeah.
The
old switcheroo.
Good enough. Down the line.
Here you go, Captain Rails.
So, regular listeners will remember that I'm involved... I have a relationship with a person who was Lucille and is now sometimes Chris and sometimes Lucille, which Vape Girl loves.
Loves. Loves. Loves.
She hates it.
Yeah, it's true.
Why do you hate it so much?
Commit. Fucking commit.
It's
like
the way
wrong.
I hate medleys. It's
yeah.
Like, do a fucking song.
Yeah, pick one fucking song. It either is cold outside or it's not, baby. Okay, let's fucking talk. Is it or isn't it cold outside?
It's fucking brick out there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, about maybe a year ago when Lucille was completely Lucille and she, there was some involvement with our guest, Steve. And there was a big fight. And at one point, Steve said about me, "Your boyfriend is a faggot."
We talked about it on the show.
We can say that word here, huh? Okay,
you can say any good, fucking word you want.
That's motherfucking
cunt.
So we're opening with the awkward stuff.
So we're open. Yeah.
That's the
oh yeah.
Show.
Let's yeah. Go. Yeah. Because people who have listened regularly would never have expected ever that you would be on the show.
He told me you were on the show, and I knew he was joking. I'm like, you're fucking joking, Joker. That's not funny, you Joker.
And just that sentence, your boyfriend is a faggot.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I take it up the ass. Yeah, I've sucked a few dicks.
Today? Because a few is a small number.
Wait
That's
a minute.
Three.
Wait a minute.
What's up, Chris? You got a problem with it?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
He's just mad you haven't hit on him yet.
Oh, I didn't know you was that went that route. It's nothing wrong with that.
I'm bisexual.
Oh, okay. It's nothing wrong with that. It's 2019.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not. It's more pussy for me. That's
why. There you go.
That's where you're wrong, because he's going to steal your pussy.
I don't think he could steal the pussy.
Oh, that's
you don't know me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he could, man.
Yeah, that's his whole game. Oh, I'm not threatened by him. Good. I'm going to teach your girlfriend the dirty stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're
gonna, welcome.
He's going to come up to her as a gay guy, then switch over to the guy that wants to fuck her. He's got it. Yeah, he'll get it.
No, he won't.
No,
he might hatfish, but he will not pretend to be one.
Nope. Yeah, how come that doesn't bother you?
What?
Bisexuality. Because you are?
No, why would that bother me?
Just choose a sex.
No. No.
Choose men or women. Choose.
Nope. It's not the same. It's not.
Yeah.
What about with like stage names?
What about stage names?
Do actors have to choose one?
I mean, you do have to choose one. Yeah, like if you're entering the union, you 100% have to choose one. Mm-hmm. And you have to choose one that doesn't already exist within that union.
My union name, my Screen Actors Guild name is Francis R. Hall.
I have several stage names because I have, I used to use my legal name when I did acting work.
Which is, no, I'm kidding.
I don't put that out anyway.
No, we know.
I've had a spotty history with interactions with law enforcement. So I don't give anybody my real name anymore. I have learned the hard way that your legal name, it's kind of like Rumpelstiltskin's name. If somebody wants to get you in trouble, all they really need is your legal name. And they'd say, oh, so-and-so did this. Go get him. And, you know, if the cops don't like you, they take it seriously enough.
I had a lot of run-ins with NYPD.
But if they don't know your name, the funny thing is, if they don't know your name, they don't know your address, they got nothing to go on. Somebody could be like, this guy killed somebody. And they'll be like, well, what's his name? He's like the fucking troll in the fairy tale. We can't do nothing unless we have his name.
They call me Stacy. They call me...
Not that I'm doing anything that terrible, but yeah, I ran a marijuana delivery service for quite some time and some other things. So, you know,
what are your reviews on Yelp?
I'm not on Yelp.
If I order it now, how long will it take me to get it?
I have some in my pocket.
I know that, and it's not your pocket.
Do we have to pay a convenience fee that is in your pocket?
A convenience fee? No, okay, you get a convenience discount, if anything.
Okay, 5 stars.
Good. I think he's calling me his pocket.
Okay, there you go.
Part so now I car. Know where it is.
Okay, that's good.
But, yeah, actually, I mean, you were referencing Lucille. Now, I've always known Lucille as Lucille. She's sometimes going by Chris now. Which is fine. I mean, I'm not, it's her. I've got multiple names for a variety of reasons, even multiple personalities sometimes. So I get the whole, you know, duplicity, multidimensionality of a person thing, and I'm cool with it. But to me, she's just Lucille. I've always known her as Lucille. I've known her for 10 years. I'm not opposed to the whole altered pronoun thing. It's hard for me to get used to. So I she's always been a her to me.
They?
I will. They call it refer to thing, right? for simplicity's
them.
Sake.
No. When they say that, like I said, it's people that go by that way. They say it's like pansexual something. What do they call
that's
it?
That's different.
But what do they call it when they don't want to announce themselves as
non-binary?
Gender fluid.
Non-binary. That's what it is. Non-binary. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm fine. You know, I have no prejudices towards anybody's sexual orientation, gender identity, etc. We'll get to that story. we'll get to the F word remark because there is a larger story behind that. And I was misquoted. I did drop the F bomb. I will not deny that. But there is a larger context to the story. But yeah, I've always known Lucille as Lucille, and she tells me, you could call me she, her, they. I don't do the they and them is plural, so it gets me very confused. That's why those pronouns, especially, my brain doesn't even go there. Is there an alternative that's singular? I believe there is, but I forget.
No. Other than they or them?
If someone doesn't want to identify in gendered pronouns.
It's they them.
It's just they them? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it could be plural or singular, but it's used as a plurality.
X.
A plurality,
it's called
right?
Gender X, right?
Yeah.
So I'm hanging out with this guy. Next thing I know, they're like an asshole, right? Like,
right.
It's neither.
Okay. No, I understand.
It's not plural.
It could be. Well, it could be singular or plural.
Yeah, no, I know. It generally feels plural, but
why they gotta be so fucking complicated? like that's
yeah,
what I hate about this
living.
Time. Like, fuck that. If you was born a man and you turned into a woman, yeah, he, she, and if vice versa, is what it is. No offense to them. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna say that you were assumed a gender at birth based on what is physically visible.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't mean that inside you are that gender. Gender, the things that we put on it is societal.
Do you sit down to pee or do you have to stand up? And that's how you decide what you are. And then you take
it
from
hover.
There.
So
Gino would have been out of the studio.
Only if we interrupted her. Only if we interrupted her. I hope you're listening, girl. Please call in so you can correct
us. Ask some questions.
718-928-9732.
So yeah, with Lucy, yeah, we've talked about this is a recent development, I believe, in her life that she, you know, insists on being
their life that they, yeah.
It's so complicated. You gotta correct yourself every time you talk.
No, I don't have to correct myself because her and I have an understanding that
Dana.
That's what Dana. That's what I'm saying. No. We just corrected you because you had to correct yourself.
I don't have to correct myself. Lucy, Chris, whatever. She's like, you could just call me whatever you always called
Let's
me.
Let's call her Lucris.
Ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
I'm okay with that. I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna call them Ludicrous from now on.
Well, Chris is a bisexual. Was the male
gender
and female
neutral,
name?
Yeah.
Chris
gender
is the neutral. Sexiest of the
Christina,
names.
Christina, Christopher. Like, my name is Chris. It could be Christina. I'm not Christina, of course, but yes.
You are to me.
I don't know.
I didn't know that until now, but.
But yeah, Lucille was always a stage name. We all know her real name. I don't know if she's cool with that being put on the air.
Kristen, not
it's Stacy.
Now I met Lucille, who I even in a personal context I call her Lucille. I knew her. I've known Lucille for 10 years about, and I met her in the context of the performance world, and even in the personal world. You know, I used to say to her, "I say, that's got to be a stage name. What's your real name?" And she'd be like, "No, I'm just Lucille." So. Okay. And then about 3 years, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I finally found out her real name. And she was like, well, but I would rather still be called Lucille by you, at least. So
how did that feel?
It made me feel special. I like it. I like Lucille. In my mind, it's Lucille. So it's hard for me to wrap my head around. It was hard for me to wrap my head around Kristen, let alone like Chris as the gender neutral identity. So she's like, you don't have to bother with that. It's just, Lucille is fine.
Yet this courtesy has not been extended to you.
You know, it's what
it has been, but I just choose to, respect the Chris, they, them.
Is it because it annoys me? Is that the real reason?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what? We spent the last 13 minutes talking about this. So what's the significance of Lucille and Chris?
Very much so. We're leading up to that word.
I gotta know. Oh, yeah. I gotta get to this because I don't know. I don't know who this is. I want to know who this person is.
Yeah, and just for the purposes of streamlining the show, let's not correct anymore. And let's get
no
to
promises.
The story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's get down to it. Let's see what he got to say.
Also,
what
I stopped an hour ago. It was 2 minutes.
Your boyfriend is a faggot.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. Talk us through it. The beats.
So, actually, what's funny is, I feel bad now because she's not here. She can't put her own two cents in. I feel like I'm talking behind my friend's back. But the larger story is Lucy and I have been very close for many years. And I've known Francis as well for the face boy rather. Sorry,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Everybody knows. Okay, so we're not sticking to stage names here. So I've known Francis for many years. I used to do shows that Francis hosted along with Rev Jen, and we've done performance stuff together. And then that is also the context in which I met Lucille. And the thing was, so I knew you guys. The funny thing is, I've known both of you for about a decade. But I didn't know about your relationship, I think, as long as you've been together. But I did. She did eventually, talked about you and would always refer to you as her boyfriend. And so as I understood it, you guys are both bisexual and, nothing wrong with that, obviously. But she would often jokingly, say, well, my faggot boyfriend this, my faggot boyfriend that. And
I believe it.
Totally in jest, mind you.
It doesn't matter.
Not as a mean thing. And
does she call
I'm,
you that when she's pegging you?
Not yet.
Then it's a mean thing.
Oh. See, then now I feel like I'm violating.
It doesn't matter. Keep going. Throw under the bus.
I'm violating.
I'm driving.
What's the word I'm looking for? Something between friends. But it was jokingly. Maybe it was a little mean-spirited joke, but it was a joke. It was, it certainly wasn't anything homophobic because she herself is bisexual and apparently now gender neutral.
Fluid.
Gender fluid, et cetera. It was never like a nasty thing or a prejudice thing, of course. But I would actually...
Yeah, that word has no weight. Go on.
I'm not a politically correct person, mind you. Francis is familiar with my comedy. That's how we we met in the context of me doing a show. So he knows I can, I'll say, you know, it's not about the word itself. And that's my problem with political correctness is people look at the word itself or the phrase or the exterior of
and
something.
And the history of it yeah, and the oppression and the death and the blood attached to the word. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, it's fuck that, right?
Wrap it up.
So it's all about context. So the context.
Get to the fucking point.
The context in which I did use the F word in regards to Francis.
Just say faggot. Just say
faggot.
I got a story behind that word. So,
again, Lucille was always just dropping that. And I would say to her, I'd be like, well, that's not very nice. Why are you calling your boyfriend a faggot? I mean, aren't you bisexual? And she'd be like, well, yeah, that's the point. You know, it's like how, you know, black folks can say the N-word. We're gay, so we can say faggot. And I'm like, well, you're not gay. You're bisexual. And she was like, no, it's all gay. We're gay. It's all queer.
Hey, okay. Come on. I'm not the only person in this room that says nigga. I am the only black person in the room right now. But yeah, get to your story.
I don't say it.
So,
Like, even when I sing Formation.
I can teach you how to say it.
Please do.
It's just a fucking word.
Yeah, I mean, they were all just fucking words. And I wasn't really correcting Lucille. Like, I didn't get very mad at her. Like, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not politically correct. So she would jokingly call you faggot. And I just spent hours pegging my faggot boyfriend and things like that. And it was all just very funny. And, you know, and out of a spirit of love. So whatever. But, you know, I corrected her. I was like, is that okay? She was like, no, it is okay. But now I did say it. I'm going to be honest. I said it and I was a little mad at you when I said it. So with me, it was a little less of a joke. But at the time.
What were you mad at me for?
Well, I'll tell you.
For teaching his girlfriend the dirty stuff.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not mad anymore. No, this was.
Clearly.
Clearly, yeah. The extenuating circumstance was my father was dying. And I don't want to get into a lot of boo-hoo sad
stuff.
Did you
just play the my father was dying card? Because I fucking saw that shit. I saw the whole deck in your hand. Really? Really? His mother is 80-something. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean, I'm not excusing whatever with that, but that was the larger context was I was dealing with that, and I was actually sort of dating Lucille at the time. We were, you know, I've always been good friends, but we sort of, you know, you guys have an open relationship. I'm not dropping any big bombs here, am I?
What? I've known you for years, space boy.
Wow.
So
no bombs dropped.
You know, and I, you know, and that was always cool to me. I had other girlfriends at the time. I was at the time actually dating two girls that Lucille worked with at the strip club. And, you know, we all knew each other.
Two
and
girls,
all buddy,
one
buddy.
Club.
There's three. It was three girls.
Three girls, one club.
Three girls, one club. Yeah.
So you have the good stuff.
I've got the good stuff. People think so, apparently.
no fentanyl there.
But, I never let Lucille put it in my butt, though. So I think in that regard, Francis has the upper edge. And
but have why you, were you mad at me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jealousy.
No. It wasn't jealous at all. Like, I didn't have any jealousy over other boyfriends. In fact, I would encourage the women I was dating to have other boyfriends.
What's your fucking problem with face, boy?
That never gets to any point.
Don't make me fucking
never
smack you. Get to the fucking point. What's your fucking problem with my man here?
So I have no problem currently, but at the time.
I can see that. I want to go back in time. No, what the fuck the time, is the problem with my boy?
Lucy was in a bad situation. She was in a not so great marriage.
Not his fault.
Not his fault. And she had to get out of that situation. And so first she wanted to move in with me. And I don't like to live with girlfriends. And that's one of the reasons I don't mind them having other boyfriends, whatever. I like my space to be my space. And I had a roommate at the time that Lucille was working with, who was also an ex-girlfriend of mine. Very complicated scenario. So there was no room in the inn. No room in the inn.
What inches are you packing?
Lucille wanted to come move with me because she was away. She had nowhere to go after her ex-husband. I said, you can't do that. But she moved in with you temporarily, right? If I got my timeline correct, around December.
We did live together at some point.
Yeah, at some point. She was in your house and that kind of settled everything. And everything was cool because she was at your house and she could come hang out.
So you're
with
mad
me.
At him for taking the weight off your back.
No.
What's your problem?
We're going over to Chris Rez because I've gotten 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
I can feel it at the tip of the point. 20
minutes. We're almost there.
almost there.
When did you call him a faggot?
Okay. The day I broke.
What were you mad about?
We're never gonna get that.
Because I use the word faggot nothing wrong with the word faggot. Like, I feel like I should be able to use
things
it.
Wrong.
No. Because I'm cool with gay people. Things. I love gay people. I got gay people in my contact list.
You did not just play the I know some gay people card, did you?
It's different than saying you got black friends. That's fucking racist.
No, you just
racist,
did the same thing. Say, it's a bigotry.
No,
it's racist. But
no, it's not. It's gay people are cool. You can't live without them. I love them. I don't fuck them. I love them. But I like using the word faggot. It's a two-syllable word. Just
try
like
figgy.
Nigga.
Huh? Figgy. I had to get rid of that word.
If I'm on the train and somebody takes my seat on the train, like I'm waiting for somebody to get up and this fucking guy comes over and sits down and says, this fucking faggot took my seat.
All right, I'm going to give you.
It doesn't mean he's gay. I'm just like using the word. Like, oh, this fucking faggot got to sit next to me. Like, I just use the word like that. I just like using the word. Like, I know white people use the word nigga. Like, they like that. But I just feel, I don't have no problem with gay people. I love them.
If you're straight, and you want to use that word, instead of saying
you have to take a dick.
Faggot, just say coupon clipper.
Coupon clipper.
Who the fuck has offensive. Coupons? Who clips coupons in 2019?
Faggots.
Now that I know. So.
Because if you don't know, now you know, Figgy.
Well, so, Chris Rails.
Yeah, what's up,
why do people call you Chris Rails? Rails is not your last name.
Well, my name is Rails because... I work on the train, and I work on music tracks.
What kind of work do you do on trains?
I'm a train operator.
For the MTA?
Yes, I am. Don't tell nobody that. Well, they know now. Fuck it. They already know. And I'm off of work, so yes, don't worry about my non-sobriety right now. But yes, I work on the subway. Been there for 8 years. I used to work on the L line.
What is wrong with the people in the booths?
They're disgruntled because a lot of people in the booth are demoted people.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I didn't know that.
You got to work in the booth now.
But
wow.
I'll put it like this.
That explains a lot.
It does. Oh, shit. They're going to send me downtown after this. Nah, not everybody. Like, that's the position you can be demoted from. But a lot of people disgruntled in the booth because, you know.
His name is Lucille Rails.
You can take the test to become a station agent. But the problem with the booth is that, like, the customer reactions to people like for example, I drive the train, right? I get on a bus and I'm sitting at the back door about to get off at the next stop and somebody walks in through the back door and grills me up and down like
Facebook's
fuck you.
Favorite door.
And I'm like, motherfucker, I work on the train. I don't give a fuck about the bus, but people disrespect us so much. Like, and that's why people in the booth are disgruntled because you got people that instead of asking them, oh, can I get on the train? They'll be like, nah, fuck you. I'm going to jump over the turnstile. Fuck you and middle fingers and all this shit. And that's why they're so fucking disgruntled.
Let me ask another question. So about a month or so ago, I found a wallet on the platform.
Yeah.
And I brought it to the person in the booth.
Yeah.
And he was pissed off.
No, because he had to do the paperwork.
Yep, that's what I said.
That's what we thought.
That's what we said.
Because now he had to do extra work. Mm-hmm. But he gets paid overtime for whatever.
No, he doesn't get paid overtime for that. No, he's that's
what salary.
No, he's not getting paid overtime for that. That's within his workday.
Salary.
So how fucking hard is it to do paperwork for
Well, you got to wait for the supervisor to come over and then this and that. And then you have the option. You know that if that person doesn't claim that within 6 months, it belongs to you.
There was a dollar in it, and it was a student
That's
ID.
That's a fucking dollar. And yeah, you could have been a student.
And when I found the wallet, I was like, I know I'm going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
How difficult is it going to be? Because if it was like, you know, if I saw all these Amex cards and a business card saying, I am an evil lawyer and like $500 in cash in it, it would be so hard to do the right thing.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you a similar but different story?
Sure.
I found a wallet with $800 cash. Did I count it? No. But there was a slip in it. It was thick, really thick, bunch of 20s. And there was a Chase Bank slip that said an $800 withdrawal had happened. So I'm like, I'm going to go with that's $800 in cash. It was an ID for a police officer.
Okay. He was fucking wasted.
Yeah. So what would you do? What would everybody do?
Where did it happen at?
Where? It was 29th Street and 6th Avenue.
On the subway?
No, 29th Street and 6th Avenue.
You know, they set you up on the subway. They used to do that. They used to have actually like a decoy. It would be like an officer in the corner and they'll put like a wallet on the seat. or a bag of money, and they'll see what you do with it. And if you take the money with you, they'll try to arrest you.
So I also had a situation like that. I was in Central Park, and I saw a a purse, and nobody buy it. And I'm like, oh my God. So I went to the first old lady, because I'm like, nobody young is using this purse. And I was like, is this your purse? Is this your purse? Is this your purse? Then a man came over. He's like, that's my purse. I'm like, no, it's not. He then like took a little lanyard out of his shirt, showing me an ID of a cop. And I'm like, oh my God, did I just mess up a drug bust? No, motherfucker was fucking entrapping people.
Yeah, but that's fucking entrapment. That's that, like, they did that
fuck
shit.
That.
Remember they did that shit down south like last year? They put a fucking truck in the middle of nowhere and all the kids from the neighborhood ran and
I remember
saw
that.
The sneakers on the truck. Mm-hmm. And they arrested all of them. It was like Foot Locker sneakers. I was like, that's fucked up. You don't do
that's
shit
wrong.
Like that.
I never really finished my story.
Yeah, I know. You never finished your story.
What is your problem?
20 fucking minutes. You never finished the fucking story.
What's
you
the problem with this guy? He seems like
you know I do.
No problem. No, I was angry at the time.
He was drunk too.
Lucille was staying with Francis, but she couldn't. She kept trying to move in with me, basically, because there was a room in France. She has all her, you know, she's got a lot of stuff. And
so you're calling her a hoarder, and you're blaming the whole thing on her. I just want to point
hold
it
on,
out.
Hold up. I thought she was a day.
I'm an asshole.
Oh, fuck it. It's a woman now. Yeah.
Francis had apparently an extra room in his house that he would not clear out to make room for Lucille's stuff.
Wow. Really? She's going to complain about that?
Yes, she did. And she insisted because of that. She then had to come back and try to move in with me after I told her that could not happen. And we had a big fight. It was Super Bowl Sunday. My dad was dying, I wanted to spend Super Bowl Sunday with him. I couldn't because I got into this fight with Lucille. She blamed my other girlfriend for maybe stealing something from her, which she had left at your house, which we went back to your house to get it. And then she still forgot that we did that and thought somebody else in my house stole it. And I got into a big fight, and I said, why can't your faggot boyfriend just clean out that fucking room?
Yeah, but you know what? We say
that's
things.
The story.
We
let's
say,
have a song.
That's the story.
Play some Elton John, I guess. It's so about faggots.
We're gonna do a little song break here.
Oh, the karaoke moments.
Are we able to hear the song?
Yeah.
Looking down at all I see, painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you.
Give it up, give it up. She did her thing on that show right there. Yeah, she did better than what we did earlier.
Really?
Yeah, because I was on it. That's why.
You're listening to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. To help support our mission, we invite you to make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air, so please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. All contributions are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Also, if you're a person that uses Amazon as opposed to supporting small business,
like you, for example.
I only use Amazon
for big business.
Anyway, we'll get to that. You can also donate to Radio Free Brooklyn by shopping through Amazon Smile, Amazon's charity initiative, where you can shop and support a nonprofit of your choice at the same time. It costs you nothing.
Do it.
So just go radiofreebrooklyn.org/smile to sign up and have RFB as your donee and start shopping. Now that makes sense. You know, it doesn't cost you anything at all. Just when you're on Amazon, instead of your local small business.
Because maybe they don't carry what you need. Maybe you need to special order something.
Maybe you need to special order something. And if you want to support this show, if you think that giving us money is a good idea.
Why not? What could go wrong?
I really didn't sell that, did I?
If you think it's a good idea to give us money, you might want to question that a little bit, but we're happy to take it.
And what is your life?
It's tax deductible. You just go to rfb.nyc/ass. That's rfb.nyc/ass. And I'm not even joking about that.
It's true.
So I want to know a little bit more about working for the MTA, and I do understand why assaulting an MTA employee is a felony.
It is a felony because you get your ass whipped if you do it. I will fuck anybody up that tries to put their hands on me. But yeah, working for the MTA has been a good job 8 years. Used to be a conductor for 6 years. Within that 6 year time frame, I worked on the tracks, worked on a lot of major capital construction projects with the outside contractors, and for 2 years, I've been driving the train, and that's been my dream job when I was a kid.
Come on, drive the train. And drive.
Well, it's cooperating, but I like saying driving. I always wanted to do that when I was a kid. Now that I'm there, it's fun. It's cool. It's a lot of responsibility.
You're the conductor.
No, I'm a train operator. The media gets it wrong. Conductors open smooth and close the doors, make announcements. Train operators, we operate
in
front.
That's right. Yeah. So you don't. So I was going to say you don't. So you don't get to make the announcements.
I make announcements now when it's a delay and we're in between stations. It's up to the train operator to make that announcement because we see what's going on. Like, I might say, oh, it's a train in front of us. We're out here.
Do you guys purposely gobble the announcements?
I can tell you a good announcement. Joke? Hey, listen. This is Times Square, 42nd Street, Port Authority Bus Terminal. Transfers available to the 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, C, E, N, Q, R, and W trains. Transfers available to the shuttle train at Grand Central. Connections available to the Port Authority bus terminal. Transfers available to the M34 select bus service.
Which is not what we ever hear.
Because you didn't ride my train when I was a conductor. That's why. Because I did my fucking thing.
So it is the fault of the conductors. It's not the technology in the
train. It's not. It's the train. They got old trains. They got new trains. The older trains, like every other car, might be wired. We're talking about 37.5 volts of electricity in between each car where the announcements, the PA system doesn't work the same in each car. So sometimes you might, hey, this motherfucker's not making announcements. And then you go into the next car, he's actually making announcements, he or
gotcha.
She. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, but it's fun, you know.
And do you ever fuck around with the people at all? Do you ever have any fun with that? Any pranks?
Yeah, I can't say that on here, but I never really did anything wild to them. Nothing. On one time I did play This Is the Last Stop, and the people on the L line are very dumb. They do a lot of stuff on the L line. Like for example, they got that, you know, the track we're going on, and people say, oh, is this train going to Brooklyn? I'm like, you're in Brooklyn. This is Bedford Avenue. Like, where the fuck are you trying to go? Like, tell me what stop you got to go to, and then we'll get you there. But that's a good job. It's fun. It's just that, you know, customer appreciation is on the low. It's not like the same, you know. A lot of people blame us for the delays on the subway system when most of the time it's like some anorexic person that didn't eat that morning and they a sick passenger or some wild shit going on, or like somebody might jump in front of a train and it's a delay backed up down the line.
I saw that once. A guy jumped right in front next to me.
I actually got a joke
sprayed
about that.
With his goo. I got
you
sprayed.
Dead ass?
Yeah, dead ass. I was gonna bring that up, but I didn't want to take the show in a dark direction per se.
Oh no, not our precious show.
But he already went there, so no, I might as well.
I was listening to George Carlin this morning, so you can't get darker than that.
You want to hear the story? It won't be a long rambling one.
Is it gonna get to a point within the next 20 minutes?
I can keep this under 3 minutes.
You never told us the end of that story, though.
I did say the end of the story.
Oh yeah, he did.
Francis wouldn't clean out his extra room. I got mad and I dropped the F-bomb, and then Lucy got mad at me, and I was like, but you call him that. And then blah, 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 blah. And then I did feel bad, and I said...
But it's all love, because you're on the show love. Right now.
Yeah,
He could have locked you in his room and whipped your ass.
The anger, if you even want to call it that, it was more of a momentary frustration. It did not extend before or beyond that
He looks
moment.
Like a sinister guy. Like, usually a bald white guy like that.
I'm a bald white guy with beady eyes. We both
No, you
sinister.
Got shades on. He has his eyes shown.
Like, I have shades like on his eyes.
He's like a old school James Bond character. Like that motherfucker, like Blofeld or some shit.
He
needs
a white cat in a
Yeah, he's the white cat with the diamonds around the neck, right? You work for Spectre. Like, I don't trust this motherfucker. Like, your seat would drop down into the floor.
But yeah, if you want to hear the subway suicide story, well, I'm not sure it was a suicide. It may have been an accident, but it was somebody did go in front of the train right next to me. I was like 18 years old only, and I was at the NW stop on 23rd Street, I think.
Broadway, yes.
And no, in Manhattan. And on Broadway, yeah. And the train's coming in and it starts screeching like it's braking.
Yeah.
And everybody inside is freaking out. And I thought there was a problem within the train. And this was after September 11th, mind you. That was my first thought was, oh, shit, some terrorism bullshit. And then I thought, well, nothing's blowing up around me. Maybe somebody in the car has a gun. Maybe it's a robbery.
Yeah.
But then I felt wet, like just wet all over. Like,
oh, so you was on the platform.
I was on the platform, yes. And
you were so stoned out your mind, you didn't see the guy jump in front of you.
I did not see it. I was pretty. If I wasn't stoned, I was drunk. I didn't smoke as much weed back then. Now I'm like in a perpetual marijuana haze. But at that time, I was more into the drinking. And I felt a spray. You know, it was literally like a rain. You know, I felt like but it was coming from the side. And I looked, and it looked like fucking Kool-Aid. Like I had red Kool-Aid all over me.
That's how it looked.
And I thought, some motherfucker just threw the train's fucking pulling in crazy. People are freaking. Some motherfucker threw his fucking Kool-Aid on me. And it wasn't Kool-Aid, though, because then I looked a little further to the left and I saw there was this. I'm not going to assume he was homeless, but he was he looked like a homeless fella.
Yeah.
And he was wedged between the train and the platform.
I've seen that happen.
And he was pretty bad off. He was he wasn't dead, though. He was breathing, but a big chunk of his head, his scalp had been taken off, and one of his arms was pretty much hamburger meat.
We call that space case. Like that happens like a guy like say. People get ran over, and a train is like fucking, I can't tell you the measurements of how heavy it is, but a train can run over somebody and seal their body closed.
Mm.
And we call them space cases, especially when they're between a platform and a train.
Yeah, as they fall in the space.
Once they lift that train up off their body, they die.
It all falls apart.
So, you know, the MTA has a chaplain. Like they got them all over the station, over the five boroughs. They'll call their family up because the guy will still be talking. Hey, you know, I want to say goodbye to my husband or no woman, whatever the fuck it is nowadays. It's 2019. Say goodbye to my wife, my mother, whatever. And they'll try to get them over there and they'll talk to them. And then once they lift their train off the body, it's fucking death.
That's crazy.
It's called Space Case.
That's crazy.
There's that movie like that. I can't remember. What movie was that? When it went, what movie was it when the fucking guy got rammed in a tree? It was the Final Destination. He got rammed in a tree with a car and they pulled the car back off and the motherfucker died.
I don't remember that. But I definitely don't know.
But this guy got hit. He got his head scraped and his arm kind of squished.
No, but he was
unconscious.
I saw what you did.
If he was between the platform and the train, once that train, because, you know, they take like an airbag and put it underneath the train and lifted up a little bit, and that fucking body was gone. Like, they got it. Uh-huh. It's dead.
I hung around because I didn't have money for a cab, and the yeah. train got, Whoa. The train was delayed because of the yeah. situation. So I hung around, and I was going, at the time I was living in North Astoria, so I had to take NW. I had no other choice. So I was like, well, fuck, I just got to wait for this yeah. next train. So I got out of the station. They pulled him out of there. He seemed to be breathing when they took him out, but I don't know if he lived.
It depends
Probably
on
not.
The case. Like, I seen a lady, she got her foot cut off one time. Ooh. You know, mm-hmm. she tried to kill herself, a homeless woman. She tried to kill herself, and she jumped in front of the train, but she missed the train, believe it or not. She jumped and rolled off the side.
Yeah, I think that might have been what happened to this
guy.
He just got scraped by the train.
And it's like a little space underneath the platform. Oof. And I'm there, you know, I was working on the tracks at the time. Me and my supervisor went and looked. This guy walked with a limp, but this motherfucker was walking straight that day. He said, oh, we got to get the chains off the train, this and that. So cops come, paramedics come, they pull the body out. They took it to Bellevue because that's like the number one trauma center in New York. And the funniest shit was I get upstairs. This happened on the F train. I get upstairs. The guy's like, why is the train not running? What happened? I said, yo, somebody jumped in front of the train. He said, where's the signs at about this? I'm like,
oh my God.
I said, what the fuck? Like, I'm supposed to have a mark and piece of paper with me. Say, yeah, somebody jumped in front of the train. Like, somebody jumped in front of the train. You should be like, yo, fuck it. Like, somebody died. All right, let me go find another alternative. Because the subway is so easy. If you fucking miss the train on 6th Avenue, walk your bitch ass to 7th Avenue. Walk to 8th Avenue.
Yeah, especially in Manhattan. It's pretty
in Manhattan, you got every fuck. Now over here, you're fucked. You know what I'm saying? Right
here, we're fucked. But in Manhattan, yeah. So you already kind of answered this question. Like, sometimes conductors lie.
I didn't say that.
People.
No.
When you called last stop when it wasn't last stop.
No, but it was an automated announcement. I pushed the wrong button and it said that.
Okay. So I was on, I was coming here to this show.
Okay, on the L.
Which, I was going to take the E to the L.
Okay.
And at 14th Street, the conductor said the L train is not running.
It's not. Not between 8th Avenue and 6th Avenue.
Wait. On this particular day, it was.
Okay.
And I was like, and I had checked in advance on the website and everything. And I was like, shit, you know, now I have to go back to West 4th, get on the M.
Yeah,
and then the M train, there was something fucked up. So I was like, I don't know what the hell to do. And then Juno said, no, the L train's running. So I go back. And at this point, I'm just getting to the show barely on time. I always give myself an extra almost hour to get to this studio because I don't trust the fucking MTA to be working correctly.
Yeah,
and no offense
train.
To you.
Don't trust the L train, not the MTA.
I don't trust the MTA.
Don't trust the L train.
I don't trust the MTA.
Well, listen, I guarantee you put your money in it, you get a card. You'll get the
not
card.
Not always.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I've had the machines fucking eat my money. That's happened to me.
That happens to people.
Yeah.
And then you have to write to them and hope for the best.
I total respect for you for sticking up for your company.
No, I stick up for like the people that do their job. Like a lot of us do our job. You know, it's a tough job. Don't get me wrong. Like, but every day is entertainment to me. Like I had this one lady one time when I was a conductor. I used to work on the A-line. And you know, those trains on the A-line, they got that yellow illuminated sign. It says like three signs on there. Say, all right, the Far Rockaway, Fulton Street Express, via JFK Airport. So I pull into the station at Chamber Street. She says, I'm trying to get to JFK Airport. Every train that came in here said Fulton Street Express. I'm like, well, this dumb bitch. She happened to look at the train at the exact time when it said Fulton Street Express and put her arms up in the air and turned around. And the next train came in. She probably did the same fucking thing. And when my train came in, I happened to tell her, yo, bitch, it says three different things right for the sign to scroll through and you know where the fuck you're going. So you got a lot of stupid people in the subway system that make it worse than what it is. But one of the problems with the subway system right now is that it's overcapacitated. It's a lot of people riding the subway and we don't have as many lines as we did 100 years ago, believe it or not.
What?
We have less that lines? Like...
We have less lines now. Because they used to have... Yeah, because they used to have...
It's the opposite of what I would think.
What
about the queue?
Less tunnels or less trains running in the tunnels?
It's less tracks because back in the day they had elevated lines in the Manhattan.
Oh.
They knocked a lot of the elevated lines down.
So the elevated, the current subway system didn't replace the elevated lines.
The current
lines.
Subway system is supposed to be bigger than what it is.
There was additional elevated lines.
World War II, Robert Moses, a few other names to mention, not to get off of context of what we're talking about, prevented the subway system from becoming bigger than what it is. And people didn't expect New York to be as busy as what it is.
Is it because Robert Moses was racist?
Robert Moses was racist.
That was, had come, yeah, yes, that was the idea. They didn't want the, because back then, now if you have
a lot of black people drove, didn't drive cars back then. He figured, let me make a lot of highways. The Van Wyck Expressway, the Grand Central Parkway, the FDR Drive.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be subway lines.
Yeah. Now, if you have an apartment next to the subways, you're a rich person. but back then, poor people took the subways, and they were like, we don't want the poor people going to these areas, so we're going to cut the line here.
The good news is, shout outs to the current MCA president, Andy Byford, from England. He's actually dedicated. Like, he actually quit the job a couple of weeks ago and came back because he was beefing with Cuomo, because Cuomo's a bully. I don't even want to get into that motherfucker, but Andy Byford, he wants the expansion, all the shit. He's doing his thing, but that's the problem with the subway right now. You think about it, you got lines that could have been here right now to alleviate the congestion. Everybody's crowded. Like, this fucking L train runs every 90 seconds, and it's so fucking crowded, but you could have had other lines. You're supposed to have a line that went through the Fox. Well, I'm saying in transit terms. The F line is supposed to come through House Street, come through a station on the G line on South 4th Street, and continue through Brooklyn. It would have been much more easier, you know? But that's the problem. It's all politics. It's all money. It's all money.
So, Chris, you also do comedy.
I'm a stand-up comedian. Yes, I am.
Do you mine the MTA for your material?
I use the MTA a lot of my material, but non-incriminating, not to fuck up my job, because I was always taught to keep your day job. Don't shit on the people you work with. But I did have this one joke about, this guy, it was around the holidays. And, you know, we get a lot of people that kill themselves during the holidays. Let me tell you something, a fun fact for the people that's listening. Somebody kills themselves by a train every day of the year.
It was every single day.
Once or twice a year. Somebody got hit by a train in Times Square.
The guy today? I saw get hit, yes, was, it was around Citizen Thanksgiving. Out. It was this time of year. It was around the holidays.
We get a lot of them because of depression. Wow. And the only way you hear about it is if somebody, it was a criminal activity, like somebody got pushed. But if it's a suicide, that don't make the news.
Wow, it's every day?
Every day.
Here in this city?
Every day.
Here in this city, once a day?
Yes,
Somebody suicides by train, or tries to.
Once a day.
Jesus, I thought you were calling for the whole country.
No. Well, in the city, at least. I don't know what the fuck happens out there. So I had this joke about this guy, right? I was like, yo, man, I see this motherfucker on a platform. He had a suit on. I said, yo, man, this motherfucker, he's fly. He's walking by. He looks down. I say, what up to him? Yo, nice suit. He walks by, and all of a sudden, I hear everybody screaming. And it turns out this guy with the three-piece suit, with a nice suit, jumped in front of the train and killed himself. And while everybody's screaming, I'm looking at him. I said, I'm not upset that he killed himself. I'm mad this motherfucker wasted a good suit to kill himself in front of a fucking train. Like, you know who could have used that suit for a job interview? And you fucking killed yourself. You fucking selfish motherfucker. And then people always, and you know what happens sometimes?
That's why they say suicide is the selfish some people act.
Some people leave a note. Some people leave a note when they die. Like, real talk. They'll leave a note when they die. And they'll jump in front of the train and leave a notebook on the platform. I hope everybody cares about me when I'm dead. No, we don't give a fuck about you while you're dead. Because we all fucking late to work because your bum ass jumped in front of this fucking train with that nice-ass suit. You know who the fuck could have used that suit for a job interview? Gave it to the Salvation Army? Your bum ass? Popeye's chicken sandwich was out for 3 months because motherfuckers couldn't get a job at Popeye's because they didn't have a decent suit. Because you know people wear good suits to get a job that got nothing to do with a fucking suit. I wore a suit to get a job at Foot Locker. I never fucking had to wear a suit a day in my life at Foot Locker. I had to wear stripes.
They dress you like a referee there.
Yeah, just like a referee. But I had to take a drug test and I had to wear a fucking suit. But this motherfucker fucked up somebody's career because he jumped in front of the train with a fucking good suit.
So selfish.
Yeah, so fucking selfish.
I'm glad he's dead. I don't even know him.
I'm glad all those motherfuckers are dead. Even though it was a joke. But yeah.
I'm glad he's
dead. Yeah, but that was one of the jokes I said, you know, and it's true. In his real life situations, like going on the subway, you know.
At least the guy who jumped next to me and sprayed me with his own blood and goo.
Made you late for something.
I mean, at least it made me late. Yeah, it made me late. I wasn't going to work. I was going home.
That's worse.
But
I'll take being late to work than going home late.
He didn't ruin any, at least he didn't ruin any nice clothes. And he looked homeless. So I was like, well, this guy's probably got many reasons to die. His life looks like it sucks.
I don't think it's not. I don't think it's enough reason to die.
I was still mad I got sprayed with his viscera. I mean, wasn't
anybody
fun.
Out here that's listening, that's thinking about suicide, just go home and play with yourself. One more nut, like they call it, like a post nut, like get clarification.
Like somebody I get more depressed after I
somebody put
it. Yeah, I often hold my nut for days at a time because I'll get the orgasm is great, but then I get a little depressed. She gets so
I beat
mad.
My dick every day.
She's you know, like, not that I won't have sex. I'll have sex for hours. I'll just suck it back.
I don't have a girlfriend right now, but like, I do have a bunch of hookers I fuck with in the local strip clubs. But I can fuck them. I still go home and beat my dick. I need to beat my dick just to get some type of, it's like a cup of coffee.
Oh, I touch my dick constantly. Yeah. I'm just saying I try not to shoot my load until I absolutely have to.
Well, what do you gotta have to? You trying to get her pregnant?
Like, you know what I mean? When I'm like going out of my mind, or I just can't hold it anymore. It just does.
Yeah,
you gotta
let it out, man. That's like your prostate.
And I know how to hold it back, but it's fun. It's kind of fun for me. It gets you more and more excited, and then you kind of use the sexual. You use the sexual energy like a drug. It's like getting high. And I smoke a lot of weed. But I don't really do any other drugs. I drink a little bit.
Like
I used to. So I just smoke.
You gotta beat
your
dick every day.
I smoke a lot of weed and I jerk off and I fuck a lot until I finally bust my nut and I get high off the like accelerating sexual
tension.
But you
know what? A comedian.
And then I get depressed when I'm finished though.
A comedian
said
it best. Like, when you gonna get some pussy, you gotta beat your dick first so you can get that nut out the way so you won't come fast when you're in the pussy.
No, that doesn't happen to me. I've learned to. I've trained myself.
It's
just
like
a
headlight. When you come fast, that's your girlfriend, right?
I don't come fast at all. I mean, you know,
it's not wrong. Come fast. If you come, it's
been
like
building
a dumb standard,
for days.
Like,
yeah.
You, like if you come fast, it might mean the pussy is good, or just because your dick is whack. But it just might mean like, yo, fuck it, the pussy is good. Fuck it, I just came fast. I got to think about other things to block that out so I can hold on to this a little longer. And this way, she could think I care about. But if I bust fast in the girl, I'm like, yo, you should just be happy because your pussy's good. That's it. You made me release all my stress out so I could get this out the way. And don't feel bad about that. I'll fuck you again after I take a nap. Let me take a nap first. All right.
We got 6 minutes left. Who has stuff to promote?
Left.
Well, you can find me here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.org every single Saturday at 3 p.m. for Dunson.
Chris, any shows coming up that people should know about?
I don't have any shows that people know about, but you can find me on Instagram at Official Rails, the producer. That's the with a D-A on Instagram. My name is Chris Rails on Facebook. I do open mics here and there. You can find me at Alligator Lounge every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Hosted by Zach Benzing and Kevin Cam. You can also find me at Jimmy Peoples on Tuesdays, 3 p.m. at Otto's Shrunken Head in East 14th Street, Avenue B.
I like that you plugged open mics.
I had to put Jimmy's on there. Yeah, I don't have no real mics. I'm there, but you can see me there. I'll conversate with you and talk with you and act like not like a bitch. I act like a non-celebrity.
Steve?
You can find me under the BQE on 3rd Avenue in Prospect Park every Sunday night. I'm selling blowjobs to pay my rent.
Are you good?
That's a joke. No, I don't give blowjobs. I got a blowjob once for a financial transaction, though. I let a guy suck my dick for shrooms once.
Was it better than...
No. I caught a tickle of his mustache. It ruined the whole thing. But I did get a pound of shrooms out of it. So I don't know. Does that make me count as gay?
Wait, shrooms.
I got the shrooms. I know. I had a guy that was selling me shrooms, and he was always begging to screw around with me because he was gay. Bisexual,
rather. He said, nigga. You hear what he said? He let it out. That's like that.
I'm not going to say his name, but he is a mutual friend of Francis and Lucille and I.
I knew
and,
that.
Right.
So he was always begging me, and he was like, are you sure you're not bisexual or whatever? And I was like, no, I'm pretty solidly straight. And he's like, you seem like you're a little like, maybe you could go both ways. And he's like, I'll tell you what, how about you let me suck your dick and I'll give you these shrooms for free.
Fuck that.
Blowjob and some shrooms, I'll take it.
Yeah, that was mine.
Well, you're a woman. It doesn't matter if a man or woman eats your pussy. It matters if a man or woman eats your dick. No offense to the gay people in the crowd. I'm just saying, I'm not gay.
I don't feel gay. I don't think it matters. That's why, like, I'm not justified to drop the F-bomb.
Again, you're not.
Francis is the final. I wanted to posit this question because Francis, I will give you the authority to decide on this. And I guess I don't have the... I'm not qualified, but that was my most gay experience, if you will. But it was a monetary transaction, or rather a drug transaction. I got a free pound of shrooms, and
you know what,
Vanessa, anything to promote?
I love where I live in Queens, and I hang out around there.
So shout outs to Queens because I'm from Queens too. Well, I'm from the Rockaways, but the sixth borough. But Queens is next to it, so yes.
I'd like to remind folks this is a time where you do need to give to Planned Parenthood if you have any money, and if you do believe that people should have control over their bodies. Also, if you are living in a country that is oppressive to your lifestyle, if you're gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and you live in a country that is hostile, where you feel that you may be killed or tortured, there's an organization called the Rainbow Railroad that can give you resources and maybe help you get out of that situation. I know that we do have listeners in countries that have those kinds of terrible policies, and I know that if you're listening to this show, you might be a little bit of a freak. So yeah. That is a resource.
People on the camera, you can't see what I see, but if this guy said that shit with a turtleneck on, he's very fucking sinister. You are an evil person, not in a bad way.
I haven't heard this before.
Are we really broadcasting internationally? No,
he looks like he's a fucking, like, he's a boss somewhere. Like, if you said that with a turtleneck on, like, chills would come down my spine. Like, you should play in a movie.
You should be dumb.
He could be a fucking villain. He'll be a villain. You'll be the first, like, because you go a little bit that way, right?
When I get back into acting, I do want to.
You could be the next Wilson Fisk.
I want to be like. Well, I'm too old for Lex Luthor, but like Lex Luthor's dad.
You'd be Kojak, the gay Kojak.
Why do I have to be a gay person?
It's about to be a new decade. No offense, man. It's all love, man. But yeah. I can see that. But yeah, you know, it's good being on the show with y'all. Even though we got a couple of minutes left. First time here.
1 minute left.
I didn't know the L train existed over here. Like, when I stepped out the
station. You're the MTA, and that is exactly my problem with the entire MTA.
We see a city on the ground. The beauty of the A-line is the twists and turns underneath 8th Avenue, underneath a straight street.
I didn't know we were broadcasting internationally. Can we talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Shout outs to
shout
outs to the people in Rikers Island, because I had a friend from Rikers Island just came home. He said he used to listen to this radio show when he was locked up. Shit. That's fucking amazing.
Which?
Just texted
my show?
This one?
Yes. Yes. He said this is the radio station he used to listen to when he was locked up.
Seriously?
Yes.
What?
You have more viewers than you think you do.
Listeners, that's amazing.
How many listeners?
Because he called
a way of assessing that?
We have no idea.
I don't know.
Wow.
Thank you, Vape Girl.
Thank you, Face Man.
Thank you, Chris.
I hope I have my job on Monday.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Vanessa.
Stage names are for.
Thank you all for listening. We'll be here each.